Yes, that of course was Madonna, who is a Pseudocream fan, as we all know. The news breaking earlier today while Pat Kenny was live on air that 100 jobs are to go at the Pseudocream factory in Baldoyle in North Dublin. They are moving their production to Bulgaria, 3,000 kilometres away. Teva Pharmaceuticals, who owns Pseudocream, they've confirmed they're closing the production plant in 2022. Henry McKean is outside the factory now. Henry, what are the employees saying and what is the atmosphere like?
Yeah, a sad day for Fingal. It's been here in Baldoyle for 90 years, developed by Professor Thomas Smith, who ran a pharmacy on the old Cabra Road, where he used to sell it in glass jars. And he moved it to Baldoyle in the 1940s because it became so popular. And of course, it's great for nappy rash. It's great for acne and cuts, bruises and sunburn. And it was once called Smith's Cream that became Soothing Cream. And local Dubs, because it really is a Dubs cream, called it Pseudo, and obviously it became Pseudocrem or Pseudocream. I met these workers outside the factory and they were still coming to terms with the news, and some didn't want to talk.
How are you feeling?
Sorry, I have no comment.
I saw a member of staff there from the Pseudocrem company not wanting to chat.
Still in shock, I think. I think it hasn't hit yet. So.
So the fact that this is an iconic company, but it's also your job, it's your livelihood.
Well, yeah. So what happens next? All the worrying and where do you go, what do you do?
And how many years have you been with the company?
I've only been three, but she's been
24.
24 years with Pseudocrem and their parent company.
Yeah.
And how are you feeling today?
A bit annoyed, but
think it hasn't hit, sinked in yet.
And how do they break the news to you?
Just brought us in yesterday and said,
I just got a phone call. Because I don't work Thursday, so I'd be called into the office now today to be told properly.
And what was the reason they gave that they're moving to Bulgaria?
They didn't.
They just said, look, we're going.
We're going.
And what do you think it means for the area here in Baldoyle, the fact that this is an iconic brand, Pseudocrem?
That's why I think we always thought the job would be safe forever.
Because everyone uses Pseudocrem, including myself, yourself, Madonna.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I read that.
Seen that on the show.
Being a mum and the fact that you've got four kids and you're bringing them up yourself on your own, tough times ahead.
It's going to be, but as soon as I go onto the factory floor, it'll probably be different. I don't know what way I'm going to be feeling when I just see everybody, because we're like a family in there as well. Like, especially with COVID and everything, we were real close. So I don't know.
And all that Pseudocrem is made behind us.
Yes, it is.
All that white cream.
Yeah. An awful lot of it.
Yeah, understandable, Henry. I think that some people didn't want to speak there. Look, it's a big blow for them. And there's not a house in Ireland, whether there's a child in it or not, that you won't find a tub of Pseudocrem somewhere. What are the parent companies saying? Why are they leaving Ireland?
Well, at Teva, they bought Pseudocrem in 2016, and they closed a test lab in Dundalk, but they still hire 500 people in Waterford. I got to meet local Social Democrats councillor for the area, Joan Hopkins, from Fingal County Council.
Well, it's devastating news, to be perfectly honest. It's really, really sad. I mean, as a Baldoyler, we're just, so proud of, the legacy of this company, and, it's a global company, so it's a really sad day for the employees and their families.
And did you have any warning about this?
No warning. I don't know if the employees had more warning, if there are any signs, but certainly it was a surprise to me today to hear about this. And coming on the back of the Milan one in December, another blow to the area. So obviously, we want to reach out to the Taoiseach to make sure that the supports for the employees, to make sure that they're being looked after, and to see if we can get people upskilled, retrained. We all know it. It's it's part of our childhood. It's just such a recognisable brand, and and it's so much associated with Baldoyle, because and they say in their ad all the time the employees in Baldoyle and everything, and so it's something that we're very proud of, and it's really devastating to see it go.
And you use the product yourself?
Yeah. I mean, it's such a versatile product, isn't it? Everyone uses it for cuts and scrapes, and everyone uses it for their babies and stuff. So everybody knows it and uses it.
And would you say Pseudocrem or Pseudocream?
I'd say Pseudocrem, I think. I have to think about that.
Yeah, it's pseudo-cream, I think, isn't it? We can all agree on that. Joan Hopkins there, Social Democrat councillor in Fingal. Henry, we know, obviously, an employer this scale, 100 people working there, it's going to have an impact on other businesses in the area. What are those business owners saying?
Yeah, it's devastating for Baldor, for this area. They were surprised by the news, and it really is bad news for the whole of this area. This is a, you could say, a suburb between Portmarnock and Howth on the sea, on Dublin Bay. Here is Warren O'Sullivan from Embassy Cleaning Services.
We're here in the industrial park 25 years, and that's always been there, so it must be horrendous for, you know, the staff, and especially of our wages, you know what I mean? Like with the economy again and people losing jobs and they're moving, like it's the wrong time to move, you know what I mean? I don't know, it's just very sad for them. So my heart goes out to them.
You know? And are you a pseudocrime fan yourself?
Well, isn't every Irish person, you know what I mean? It's always in the press. I don't know whether I'll buy it again. I know that's a bit harsh, but like that they can move. So the loyalty with an Irish company, you know, I'm a business, so, you know, we support Irish and everybody supports us. And again, with this current climate, you know, people, hotels and all other industries are, you know, hopefully we'll all support Irish and restaurants, but I find it hard to believe.
Well, it's always very difficult for the employees and their families, you know, especially after COVID, I suppose. Don't know if there'll be, you know, an increase in unemployment, so it'll be harder to get another job. So just concern for the workers, really, you know. Pity we can't keep the jobs in Ireland.
Would you call it pseudocrime or pseudocream?
Pseudocream.
It's very sad, personally. I've got young kids at home where pseudocream is kind of part and parcel of a young family home. Would have always been used. But no, for the people who are from and working in the area, obviously you pass them in and out here every morning or every evening.
So you're a pseudocrime fan, you like it?
Definitely, yeah. Helped a few nappy rashes and whatever else over the years, definitely, yeah.
Henry, I think you're on your own when it comes to the pseudocrime pronunciation there, certainly judging on everybody you've been speaking to. What are the parent company, Teva, what are they saying? Why Bulgaria, for example?
Well, wages are cheaper. I mean, the minimum wage is €330 a month. That's an average of €750 a month. That's the salary average. But that's not the reason they've given Teva, the parent company. They've said yesterday we met with employees at our Baldoyle plant to inform them of the proposed closure of this site. And as part of a wider program to optimize our global manufacturing network, we know that this news is disappointing for many, but we'll do everything we can to support all our affected employees throughout this process. That's according to a spokesman. And they went on and said, we'll continue to have a strong presence in Ireland through our manufacturing plant in Waterford, in addition to our commercial activities. And we remain fully committed to the Irish market. I met these locals. They worry about the pseudocrime jobs in Baldor because that is going. And remember, this is a beautiful suburb of North Dublin in Fingal. And it's given us pop stars like Nicky Byrne, footballers like Robbie Brady, as well as broadcaster and author Sean Moncrief, who lives in the area.
Just really sad, to be honest. I'm shocked because I actually think it's a fantastic company, and it's one of those products that you can't have your house without it. Every house has it, two or three tubes of it, in fact. So I just can't believe that it's going. It's really sad. And obviously, just generally, it's awful to hear that employment, especially now after the year we've had with the pandemic and everything, it's just awful.
So how many jars and tubes do you have at home?
I would have possibly one in every bedroom, that's the truth.
So you're not the stock?
Yes, it cures everything.
And are you pseudocrime or pseudocream?
I would have said pseudocream, but I know it's possibly pseudocreme, but I do call it pseudocream, yes. Obviously, any employment that's gone all of a sudden, it's awful for the area that the people are now out of work. The year that we've had with the pandemic, people are out of work anyway, and now to have this leaving Baldoyle, it's awful. Yeah, it's really upsetting.
That's a bit daunting, isn't it? That amount of jobs, 110 jobs, years, isn't it?
Do you like pseudocrime yourself? Do you use it?
All the time, yeah. I do, yeah.
Devastated. Always used it since we were children, and I've used it on my children. Yeah, I loved it, and it was proud that it was here in Baldoyle. Yeah, so.
So you were proud of it?
Yeah, absolutely. Very proud to that it was Irish and it was Dublin.
Well, it's Irish, isn't it? You know, I wouldn't go on holiday without it.
And even the name Sudocreme, it's the Irish pronunciation of Sud.
Sudocreme.
You think it's Sudocreme?
Oh, that's the way you say it. It's Sudocreme. Sudocreme.
Because it's a Dublin pronunciation of Sud, which is Sud.
That's right, yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And for you, how proud are you of Sudocreme, or you call it cream, in your area?
Well, I'm putting around me 40 years, you know, so, yeah, it's done me the world of good anyway.
And you do have perfect skin.
Good man, I appreciate that, Henry. Talk to you.
All right, Henry. Listen, I think we can agree when Teva talk about optimizing global manufacturing networks, what they really mean is increasing dividends for shareholders. Anyway, it's a shame, a real shame for the area and those 110 jobs as well that are going to be lost between now and 2022. Henry McKean outside the Sudocreme factory in Balldoyle closing after being in the area since the 1940s.